chicken cutlet hunters. The chicken cutlet from the Edgemont Deli on Central Avenue was always the best of the rest. My old school dear friend, Ari Geller, now a kidney doctor who owns his own practice in Connecticut, a graduate of Washington University, no dummy, would wholeheartedly agree. Comparing any other chicken cutlet to the Edgemont Deli was like comparing Queens to Manhattan, which is like comparing Manhattan to the sloppy third Kardashian sister, who's easy to pound at 3 in the morning like a lamb gyro in Astoria. OJ's daughter, who's definitely not at the top of the Persian porcupine push chain. Glad you could follow my hilarious train of thought. Holla! Thank you very much! In related news, there's no way Bruce Jenner was ever asexual when he was married to Kris Jenner. But I'm positive Bruce back then was able to stay harder, longer, after he convinced Kris Jenner to cut her hair short so Kris could look more like a dolled-up version of Ralph Macchio. Holla! Pat Morita lives. Thank you very much! Ari and I became fixated on hunting down the perfect chicken cutlet sandwich ever since. I remember inhaling down this chicken cutlet thinking I was in the presence of greatness just based on the crispy enough herb spice breading on it alone. Back then, I didn't know the difference between sage or rosemary. I wasn't aware of how cilantro was used as an herb in salsa. Shit, an underclassman fooled me into buying oregano for weed senior year in high school, so I wasn't obsessing over the herb installation componentry embedded in my bomb chicken cutlet from the famed Edgemont Deli at the time. That wasn't Calissa Flockhart skinny, but more Joe Plump-like from The Facts of Life, which gave you something more excitable to chomp into with relish glee again and again. Holla! The perfectly shredded lettuce, semi-thin, actually fleshy red tomato on top, nestled between the banging Kaiser roll, which was never drowning for dear life in an amorphous plop of mayo-laden goo, did not hurt. The Edgemont Deli's chicken cutlet sandwich overall appeal pre-Yelp one bit either. Those were the days. Pre-Yelp. For a bunch of Asian girls. Hopped on the side and went hog wild. Holla! Back then. When you actually had to rely on your own intuition. And natural pretense of adventure. To try and consume it all. Like a less hyper-articulate. Perpetually suave. Mini. Anthony Bourdain in the making. Minus the French royal rocker look working in your favor either. Holla! Thank you very much! And am I the only one that's getting like tired of hearing this like full-core press assertion that Anthony Bourdain was his troubled, depressed soul who had to kill himself because there was no other way out of his crippling despair, despite the fact that he had the best job in the universe, was a happy dad, was involved, from what I understand, in a open swinging relationship. In addition to that, started practicing jiu-jitsu towards the end. And go on Google right now. There's a picture with him, with Iggy Pop, and they're both topless. And Iggy Pop is the one who looks like the druggy, lost, bloated one. Okay! Dennis Leary lives and honor the late, great Bourdain. Holla! Thank you very much! Now, then again, my three kids, more courageous about trying different kosher meat creations, because they know I'm writing a book about the koshertarian diet, and unlike others, they still believe in me pounding my dreams of comedic superstardom into freaking reality already. because I can't buy my comedy Goldmobile with veggie bacon alone. Holla! Morningstar bacon. Best piece you never had. I can't take no more! Thank you very much! But again, my home team, my three kosher-tarian comedians, Art Show, Grace in Motion, and Chef Samuels, a.k.a. Chosen Curls, was bound to woo! That home team still believe in Doodle Dad pounding his dreams of comedic superstardom on the remote work front into freaking reality already, especially when I involve them in the act of pulverizing the homemade kosher chicken cutlets I made last night with real deal Hebrew Hammer Fury. Holla! Which is only fitting because when I met their mommy, she was actually engaged. I was unaware of this status in Natalia's life at that time. And for what it's worth, she dropped the L-bomb before I did, about a week later. And the fact that I nailed her into submission with my Hebrew Hammer prior definitely didn't hurt my cause. Holla! Thank you very much! So, my children are involved in the collective act of pulverizing my homemade kosher chicken cutlets into ultra skinny submission with real deal Hebrew Hammer Fury while chanting Shabbat Shalom, motherfucker! Holla! Thank you very much! I told my son Arthur to choke up on the mighty mallet for pounding the chicken cutlets for round two with the intention of smushing these cutlets into barely recognizable form. Like when Mitch Blood Green came up with the ingenious idea to start a street fight with Iron Mike in Harlem during Iron Mike's primetime domination, my fights last 2 seconds, years, where in the end, knocked out legendary heavyweights by the time you banged out another gooey load to the taste of amber again. Holla! To old school golden muff diving era of porn. Boogie Nights lives before a bunch of tatted up white girls on crystal meth ruins porn forever. Holla! Thank you very much! Now, my wife, not saying it was intentional, but my paranoid Jew was triggered a tad when in my mind she had Nazified my dream chicken cutlet recreation last night by using the term schnitzel when I was using a combination of panko breadcrumbs and homemade ones, while also using a mishmash of chopped parsley, sage, and rosemary by insisting on calling it schnitzel every other 2 seconds. And for the record, anyone, you could easily make this mistake. Don't ever, if your life depends on it, do not, if someone puts a gun to your head, still don't do it. Because you can't take this back in your life. Never get, I don't know how this became a thing, but I can blame professional tests. Never, ever in your entire life get breadcrumbs that are gluten-free. They're stripped of all plumpness whatsoever. I cannot advise against it more, similar to, you know, breast reduction surgery, which just gives you that deflated balloon look, and all just for what? For some increased, you know, back comfort, allegedly. Holla! And the best way to describe gluten-free breadcrumbs that have freaking synthetic, wheat. Best way to describe it. Best way to describe synthetic, manufactured, generic, gluten-free breadcrumbs is way too funky Fagala. Even for my case over here. And my next album is going to be called Shishi Bitch Dad. Holla! Thank you very much! So, my wife is using expressions like schnitzel, saying, I haven't had a schnitzel since Oktoberfest in Germany. Meanwhile, I'm thinking, chances are you had a pork schnitzel for starters, which is fine, super tasty. Used to rock it back in the day. Before I decided to commit to a full-time kosherian diet. Because, for once in my life, by following this one of many commandments by God, it makes me feel like less of an all-over-the-place Jew, if you could actually believe it. Holla! Thank you very much! So, back to rebranding, reimagining my Edgemont Deli chicken cutlet creation for the ages for my three kids for the first time while helping collectively unleash their latent Hebrew hammer inside. I'm doing my best to combat blatant false misinformation labels such as schnitzel. Don't label my Hebrew hammer inspired chicken cutlet, Edgemont Deli Conjuring, recreationist wonder, schnitzel. Because I don't lump my dishes into your non-eating kosher pass in Germany before the open borders invite to invade and resist assimilation led to no-go zones, proving too much for Angela Merkel's hunched shoulders to bear by herself all alone. Heart lives. Holla! Thank you very much! And on a side note, how does Antifa in Germany actually work? I thought Antifa was supposed to be anti-fascist. Yeah, wasn't the entire point of World War II? Wasn't the huge silver lining after World War II was the fact that we were now assured that Germany alone would become a new age safe space from fascism? Holla! Thank you very much! So, schnitzel. Back to the schnitzel rebranding counterattack campaign. So, I didn't know what the hell schnitzel was in high school. Just like you would think I would know the difference between weed and oregano. Although when it's all said and done, there really wasn't that much of a difference because the stuff we used to smoke back in the day was like really cheap. We get in the Bronx and it tastes like sprayed like dirt weed that tasted like Windex. Holla! Thank you very much! But yeah, so wasn't familiar with the term schnitzel. Wasn't spending time in beer gardens just yet in my life. More than content going to the deli in White Plains, getting a old school, old English 40, Snoop Dogg's old school host sprayer of choice. Holla! Thank you very much! I didn't drink wine back then. Although, has anyone tried Snoop Dogg's new wine? According to Wine Spectator, Snoop Dogg's wine tastes like mouthwash used in porn hood hell. Holla! Thank you very much! Yeah, so I didn't know what the hell schnitzel was in high school. I just knew how to order a chicken cutlet at the deli with shredded lettuce, tomato, mayo, or Russian dressing. And getting some melted provolone on it if I was feeling particularly eccentric funky for lunch that day. Granted, last night, I did fry up gargantuan flattened breasts, which looked like Paulie from Rocky passed out on top of Bridget Nielsen's tits after a two-day bender. But I wouldn't call a schnitzel dish using panko breadcrumbs and kosher certified chicken as a stunning example of keeping it real Aryan-like either. Holla! Trump's a new Nazi, but make Nazi Germany great again wasn't his campaign slogan, dude. Sorry. Holla! Thank you very much! Actually, those food nerd historians at home, schnitzel was actually invented in Austria before famed Nazi hunter Simon Wiesenthal helped track down Eichmann's Nazi footsteps in Buenos Aires, pledging himself to more Malbec and Nazi youth trading cards bound for the ash bins of truly deplorable history before Shiny Shoes got hanged in Israel for being Farrakhan's dreamboat exterminator against you-know-who, Ricky Gervais, and it wasn't your mole-infested British commoners working as bank tellers for Barclays Bank either. Holla! Thank you very much! I'm most impressed with how my kids continue to embrace and try any new meat creation I make for them, because they never had meat prior. And back then, I was a practicing pescatarian comedian. Because, you know, back then, before I even had children, I had a conversation with my wife in Park Slope. This is ages ago, back when Lena Dunham had much skinnier arms and wasn't so full of herself. So, a freaking long time ago. And out of the blue, wife says, well, I don't want to convert to Judaism and, you know, ditch my relationship with Jesus Christ just for the privilege of marrying into your putzy DNA. I said, that's fair, babe. But as long as you promise for us to commit to raising the kids Jewish. And she said, deal! Holla! I'm thinking, hey, I can rock the pescatarian diet. Good enough for Jesus, the original super Jew. Good enough for me. Holla! Thank you very much! Now, I've changed. Love the pescatarian diet when I did. But that much more impressive because, you know, my children fed their fair share of panko, breaded, glistening, super plump shrimp from Costco in Danbury, Connecticut in the past. But I'm just continually floored by their embrace to try new meat, kosher, certified creations from their clannish dad over here that I made them because they know it's made with love. And kids always love you back twice as much when you make them feel like the center of your universe instead of the reverse. Holla! Last, your kids can't help but look up to daddy a little bit more, especially in the kitchen, knowing that their father's doing his best to please God and obey his dietary laws in exchange for blessing him. The greatest home team on earth, which he grows closer to every day through the more yummy dances and laughs that he makes. Holla! Chicago lives. Yeah, yeah, yeah! Holla! Thank you very much! So I was about to put my 4-year-old son Samuel in the car today on our way back to pick up a couple of last-minute improvised inspired ingredients. And he says, with a wink and brightened smile, I hate your jokes and your books too, moron. Holla! And I laughed long time. The fact that my 4-year-old son already understands the full spectrum of silly-minded, sarcastic, fueled, ball-busting of the most hilarious order while also comprehending what work I've been pounding away at as I bang out more sheets of comedy gold since he was born is a sign that God, the Most High, Hashem, really is looking after my back after all through this miracle wonder kid. Samuel Chosen Curls was bound to, woo, really is the pubescent total package Lex Luger after all. Holla! Old school wrestling rules. Thank you very much. Growing up kosher-tarian. Holla! For stroking off my headline hooker prowess long time, all the time. I can't take no more! Dice lives if he were created as a shishi bitch dad. Boom shakalaka! Thank you very much! Before my kids, take another. Reluctant bite out of Mama's well-intended lentil pie, which was good, but still needed some savory, mouth-watering, sautéed mushrooms made by Do-It-All Dad to be nestled inside. In addition, with having some speckled sage on top to counterbalance the borderline al dente lentils stuck between a rock and a fluffy pastry place. Holla! I tell my son, Jeremiah, before I overrule Mama's law of return, to eat one more obligatory nibble bite from her meh lentil pie. And I say to my son, tell me one new thing you learned at school today, which you didn't know before. Son says, my teacher learned I'm a vegetarian. I said, don't you mean kosheritarian? And son laughs, long time, can I get a holla for birthing a new A-plus catchphrase, which I could exploit for all it's worth in the form of a family reality cooking show based around my famous family, if I ever become a famous comedian already, titled Keeping Up with the Kosheritarians. Holla! And if that title is too long-winded, Bob Dylan, Joey Wordy, we could always go with Better Than Booby. Holla! And my co-host would be Chef Samuels. Holla! Who's only 5 years old. The first ever father-son cooking show. If my son loves a dish, it's considered a double fister. If he hates it, it's considered a yuck yucker. Holla! Thank you very much! So what is the kosheritarian diet exactly? Hamas is dying to know. Holla! Thank you very much! It's not boiling a lobster. In the kosher-infused kitchen I grew up in along the Tudor Home Line streets of Edgemont, New York, 30 minutes north of Manhattan, before Kevin Durant chose to play for the Brooklyn Nets over the Knicks to exert more control over social media narrative and give Lena Dunham a good run for her money as the less overtly confessional voice of their millennial mouseketeer generation who lives. Holla! Thank you very much! My wife's Gentile friends from Long Island actually bought a lobster to boil in my parents' kitchen one summer with 0.0 hesitative motion without seeking approval from my parents prior. I can't demonize my wife's old friend from college completely for doing so, knowing my parents weren't even half-assed kosher at that point in their lives, compared to when our entire family used to eat pork dumplings outside the house, if we weren't scarfing down more delectable heaven-sent bites of veal stuffed with prosciutto coated in a white wine mushroom sauce before my younger brother and I moved out of the house for good. But my brother started that process earlier when he decided to go to Washington Heights during his teenage years and become a younger Hunter Biden in the making, who in the end these days makes Hunter come across as the slacker underachiever in comparison. Holla! Thank you very much! Bussin' balls, more than deserved. But I don't know if you've heard this tidbit at all, but for Hunter's 40th birthday, not just completely dumb my brother over here, but Hunter for his 40th birthday, when Jill said blow, Hunter snorted the cake. Holla! Thank you very much! And Hunter Biden also, when he got paid $50,000 a week from that Ukrainian energy company, his brain was so fried from blow and more crack and crystal meth, he actually thought that he was getting paid $50,000 a week for pushing for a sports energy company in the Ukraine that was pushing borscht as a new kombucha. Holla! Thank you very much! But once famed supermarket chain Stu Leonard's moved to town nearby Yonkers, New York, my parents scrapped their in-house kosher obeying diet altogether. Because the tastier, lumpier servings of shrimp cocktail at Costco prices were too impossible to resist. Holla! Resist this. I can't think no more! Thank you very much! Still, the image of my wife's best friend doing her best pig-headed Jew impersonation, barging into my parents' kitchen with crusade-possessed fervor, the lobster in her hands, doesn't make my blood boil as much anymore. Because of my parents' ho-hum embrace of me becoming a full-time kosherarian comedian this past year, which has made me more at one with God than ever before. Well, my three kids have derived a vicarious sense of pride from embracing my new soul man-infused spiritual path along the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah! Chicago lives. Callback special number one. You're welcome. Holla! And again, the story can't get me too crazy anymore. Knowing that for Yom Kippur this year, I'm on the phone with my dad in the afternoon, wishing him a happy new year because he never responded to my text prior. And because I am guilty of encapsulating the stain of being a shadow banned stay-at-home shemale comedian. Holla! I used to support Trump for free on his podcast. Thank you very much! So, can't get too mad at this horror show of a tale of my wife's good friend bum-rushing my parents, kosher kitchen of old, the lobster in hand, to prove some freaking point. as if I was the chosen one to unmask your fake news, bullshit, dietary laws, and no one's going to stop me because no one in this family is a member of Mossad last time I checked. Holla! Thank you very much! But I can't get too pissed off knowing that on Yom Kippur or Day of Atonement, Hamas, I know you're very interested. I'm on the phone with my dad, wishing him Shana Tova, Happy New Year, Happy Fast. And then he decides to say, yeah, so have you broken the fast yet? Holla! Dad, you're talking to the kosherarian comedian, okay? The guy that I told you, sending letters out to Christian Lit agents. Because I can't find another self-loving Jewish New Yorker left who could rally behind my divine-inspired mission to please God by getting my kids excited by giving the kosherarian diet a chance. Holla! John Lennon lives, watching the wheels. The original stayed home, super dad, done good. Thank you very much! So, couldn't get too pissed off at the thought of the story. But my wife's friend, bum-rushing my parents' kosher kitchen of Yassir, where they used to actually like separate the silverware and everything. So, way more kosher than most. Hell of a lot kosher than my 4-year-old son the other morning, whipping out his schmeckle before I've even had my first Nespresso shot, before I yell out, not kosher, baby! Holla! Thank you very much! So, like I was saying, I couldn't get too pissed off at the thought of my wife's friends completely desecrating the sacred kosher holiness of our kitchen of yesteryear. Any more so much knowing she was able to eventually find love and, you know, marry some borderline hacky dude from Long Island who, you know, does his best to project the hipster hack hobbit impersonation. So, I don't really feel that, you know, she, like, proved anything or exuded any sort of moral high ground in the end. Holla! Thank you very much! But again, for just a little perspective, okay? I don't see myself ever doing this, which would be, I don't think my wife's friend would wholeheartedly embrace me barging into her parents' home in Long Island on Good Friday to sell them on trying my doodle dad hero creation from my new book, The The Great American Jew Novel. Holla! Which is the first ever kosher cheesesteak using a plant-based cheese whiz either. Holla! Thank you very much! Especially if I ate the kosher brisket bomb cheesesteak in front of them and continued to push it with divine powered zeal and proclaim, you have to try a bite. It's holy shit good. Holla! For busting balls a long time. Thank you very much! I know my wife, in her innermost heart, doesn't want to put too many restrictions on my happiness. Like when she urges me over an episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives as I salivate over the Indian spice lamb burger draped in a paneer cheese and jalapeno-infused mango chutney to forget eating kosher when she says, just eat cruelty-free, hormone-absent local meat. Kosheria dietary laws are more dated than Yiddish, yada, 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 because God forbid I don't half-ass my kosher diet like my parents did in the end. Instead, I want to lead by example and stick with my full-time kosheritarian diet because for once in my life, I feel like a less all-over-the-place Jew, and I'm sticking with the baby all the way Sinatra lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Plus, by sticking with my kosheritarian diet, come rain or shine, it eliminates my second-guessing of ordering at restaurants. Because now I have a dramatically less amount of options to choose from. So now, whenever I'm out dining out of the house, which is a rare occasion, three kids later, by the time my first drink comes, it already feels like in the middle of a five-week rave in Germany. But when it does come time to ordering appetizers, I'm no longer so indecisive. I no longer feel like Jared Kushner holding up the salad bar at the Bellagio. Holla! Thank you very much! On a holier, deeper level, I love my commitment to uphold my kosheritarian diet, to repay God's continued heaven and earth granting favor, for blessing me with the three sweetest, funniest kids on earth, who make me howl with unrivaled laughter like no other. For example, my three-year-old son Samuel, aka Chosen Curls, was bound to, woo! Developed a new routine which kills me. So he performs it for me all the time now, where he walks away from me for a couple of feet, only for him to stop in his tracks and say, wrong way, holla! But everything about my kids growing up kosheritarian feels like the right way to me. Holla! Kid Rock, still waiting for that ball tickle. Thank you very much! Moving forward, I'll continue to experiment and perfect my kosher chicken breast stir fry and a scallion ginger based sauce and generate more yummy dances galore from other star power dishes like my Mexican lasagna made with corn tortillas and homemade salsa to inspire my kids to follow my lead and assume more wholehearted ownership of their kosheritarian diet as they get older. So one day, if they decide to have kids because I finally made it, resulting in mama and daddy not finding nearly as much anymore, our eventual grandchildren can grow up kosheritarian too. Which is a beautiful image compared to the usual horror show some nights morph into, which is my daughter playing the role of in-house hate speech therapist again when my daughter gets involved after mom and dad have been fighting and she says, pause, daddy, mama got your point mid-breath. Holla! Thank you very much! So, for all those jowl, jingly, Hobbit hipster hacks from Long Island or Bushwick who identify as being non-religious Jews who are struggling to be fruitful and multiply because they're being forced to pull out prematurely from excessive meat sweats. Not that Lena Dunham's encouraged flappy arm look on Instagram isn't helping. My message for bearded Hobbit hipster nation is clear. Come on, man, and give the kosheritarian diet a chance. Holla! Lenin lives reincarnated as a hilarious, sardonically loaded, funny fucking heap. Thank you very much! Mind of an egg and cheese man. Being a native New Yorker, I always detested the putts online in front of me who always ordered a roll with butter at the deli. Every time this occurs, all I thought to myself was a roll of butter. That order never went in a style. Then again, that order never had a style. Holla! Jackie Mason lives, running on shtick, far from empty. Jackson Brown lives. Thank you very much! My attitude is either order an egg and cheese at the deli or not. Although I still got grief at the deli pre-COVID whenever I'd order an egg and cheese. Then specifying the inclusion of crispy, crackling bacon or not before I became a full-time practicing kosher-tarian comedian. Deli guy says, we bemuse, matter of fact, discuss. That's it, just an egg and cheese, no bacon. I snap back with equal matched pissed ball-busting fervor. Yeah, egg and cheese only. It's my go-to hangover order. Not manly enough for you? Dominic, I ain't no fag. Scalante. Holla! Mario Cantone lives. Thank you very much! And why don't Italian Guidos get enough credit for being the original pioneering metrosexuals of their day? Holla! Throw a candy necklace up for me like it's Cancun 86 again. Thank you very much! Totally depreciated Italian Guidos of yesteryear. Definitely the metrosexual pioneers of their day. Holla! My people, the Jews, didn't keep tanning beds or us in business throughout the 80s and 90s, nor did we dare spike our hair in pink polos and candy necklaces on spring break in Cancun until Guido Nation made it popular first. Holla! 80s Guido Italians ruled the fashion scene back in the day. Even tough guy sounding Italian Jews like Andrew Silverstein Dice Clay would pronounce in the 80s loud and proud in front of a sold out Madison Square Garden and a Winter. I fuck you! Who cares if Anna looks like an albino wheat tea in a wig and Stella McCartney shades? Oh, I can't take no more! Holla! And at the way, get ready for the gunk. Thank you very much! The everlasting allure of delis, Indian newsstands, Greek diners, and ass-fucking parties every night of the week. That's New York. How are ya? Dice lives. Holla! Thank you very much! The everlasting allure of the delis for New Yorkers isn't the random mishmash salad bar, unless you're a colorless, hipless research analyst for JP Morgan Chase, who's ever passed out on the couch without brushing their teeth first. New Yorkers, native or adopted, don't love their bodegas or delis for their normally bland, too chunky, mayo-soaked chicken cutlets on day-old Kaiser rolls either. New Yorkers love their delis and bodegas. New York lingo for 24/7 open, de-gentrified delis in reverse. Ha! Because of the revered, never taken for granted egg and cheese order, without having to specify roll, ever, or sandwich, unless you want to be a totally tubby bitch and overcompensate for not eating bacon anymore. And that's the pretty chesty Italian deli owner in Dutchess County, who matches your flirty gaze every time to make your, dare I say, egg and cheese sandwich on a sesame-loaded hero with two slices of American cheese, salt and pepper, no ketchup, thanks. Put some hot sauce on top, and I'm in heaven. Inhaling it with ravenous delight in my car 2 seconds later. At one with this ingenious breakfast start-me-up creation. Wanting to shave with it if I still shaved on a regular basis. Feeling its presence nearer as we press cheek-to-cheek. Irving Berlin lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Understand. I've already gotten my two boys into the egg and cheese, yet my daughter has been less than enthralled because my versions have been too eggy for her taste. So this morning, I became determined to win my daughter over with the everlasting allure of the scrumptious, cheesy Mac Daddy egg and cheese. And the egg and cheese is so New York, Weird Al would have given it a plug in the Eat It video. If you didn't grow up in Downey, California, really, breakfast grub options are breakfast burritos, which don't tumble onto your plate, an avalanche of disorganized schmutz, if you're lucky. And good luck finding a deli or bodega of any kind in L.A. that makes an egg and cheese pass last call at a hard one in the land of blue balls, strange dreams. Sure, I can wait 5 hours to be seated at an airy, sunny brunch spot when guys twice as good looking as me who never struggled to fit into a size 34 in their life, only to blow $15 on egg and cheese with freaking arugula, spicy mayo, more Italian fontina freaking cheese, and extra thick cut Berkshire bacon. But I'm not a working actor in SAG or a sitcom staff TV writer with a WGA membership card just yet. So that fantasy equipped with a personal trainer, tell me slip into a pair of semi-tight gray jeans, 34 waist at 45, four killer stand-up comedy sets at the Improv on Melrose, isn't happening tomorrow for me either. And how are comedy clubs even open in LA these days? Imagine Dave Chappelle drop by the Comedy Store in Sunset, scan the crowd for a second, and blurt out, I've been selling out the Apollo since I was 19. What's this 50% capacity shit? Who do you think I am? Cedric the Entertainer? Holla! Thank you very much! So, last night, I spotted a leftover brioche roll and decided to make my daughter an egg and cheese sandwich to earn her respect and appreciation for the holiest of holiest New York institutions. No, not UCB or the People's Improv Theater, but a bomb egg and cheese, which makes commuting to the city a tad more tolerable and exciting. Despite Manhattan being deader these days than Kurt Cobain's shot at still winning Father of the Year. Holla! Also, not to be too harsh on Kurt Cobain over here, but hair metal, everyone always says Nirvana killed hair metal. Nirvana didn't kill hair metal. AIDS did. Holla! Before magic made HIV disappear. Boom shakalaka! Thank you very much! And if Kurt Cobain really killed himself at the height of his popularity after being a proud father, after already being in the process of filing for divorce papers from Courtney Love, if Kurt Cobain really killed himself, then Woody Allen still stands a shot at winning Father of the Year. Holla! Or receiving a hefty book advance on a new parenting book about hands-off parenting. Boom shakalaka! Thank you very much! So, not every major retail institution in Manhattan was bound to go under sooner or later, pre-COVID or not, such as Century 21 by Ground Zero. Still can't call it the Freedom Tower Memorial Square Park, sorry, but it would get fucking super weird fast if all the delis and bodegas in New York started dropping like flies. New York City running out of delis and bodegas to order an egg and cheese sandwiches is like McDonald's running out of soda, or BLM running out of excuses to riot or commit more hate crimes in the name of Thug Lives Matter Most. Holla! Thank you very much! Understands. The egg and cheese is a New York revered institution. Like 24 Hour. Greek diners frequented it by your little Greek landlord too. And it's also an institution, the egg and cheese. Another famed, cherished institution in New York, like pickup street ball games, where the brothers call fake news fouls only against less athletic white boys when the game is on the line. In short, I'd fail as a proud New Yorker dad for letting my daughter give up on the egg and cheese so soon. It would be worse than me letting her tune out Nasty Nas on Illmatic, his 5-star masterpiece, according to the source, the hip-hop Rolling Stone, after the album starts a tad snoozier, slow than you recall, like the start of Spies Like Us, despite those killer rhymes being tougher than dice. Holla! Nas lives. Thank you very much! In the end, I fried up an American cheese omelet in a nonstick pan, always the best, plopped it between a fried up brioche roll and butter with some semi-generous sprinklings of Frank's hot sauce, the training wheels of hot sauce on top, and my work was done. My daughter was sold on the rocksteady allure of the greasy, bustling New York institution classic egg and cheese. Merchant institutions in the forms of last standing delis and bodegas in New York City. My city, who come in all colors and sizes, who will never die like the Goonies. Unless they do some shitty remake with Juno playing the lead for diversity, dividing sake. Holla! Although I'm totally happy with like Juno, you know, being, you know, cool as being a guy. I just thought she made a pretty cute chick before. Holla! Thank you very much! Memories of, and I always thought that she was more of a like girl next door, like lesbian type, but hey, let's not act as if there haven't been lesbians that haven't gone for the no makeup diesel dyke look thing happen. Holla! Thank you very much! This is the act you get when you grow up with dice. Holla! Thank you very much! Memories of meh pastrami on rye. Holla! Thank you very much! Meh! Memories of pastrami in particular. Meh! Memories of more pricey bites of pastrami. Don't make my heart flutter with more erect interest. No way, repeat showings of the Cherry Pie video on MTV and junior high did. Nor do those meh memories of more meh bites of pricey pastrami provide me with the same rapturous joy surging in my loins to this day, transferable to my endless, propulsive, thrusty quest to hunt down the perfect chicken cutlet in high school throughout Lower Westchester County back in the day, once we all became licensed to drive. Holla! Corey Haim lives. Thank you very much! Not every pastrami sandwich on rye from Jewish delis in New York are considered woo-worthy. Holla! Growing up in the snuggle, soft confines of Westchester County, 30 minutes north of the city, our only local option for pastrami was at Epstein's, located on a semi-derelict, zero-frill section of Central Avenue, close to White Plains, New York, where my friends and I used to frequent a local bodega who did an ID to pick up more 40s of Old English. Again, Snoop Dogg's old school host sprayer of choice. Holla! Callback special number 2. You're welcome. Thank you very much! The pastrami on rye at Epstein's, it's only like 13 bucks, 14 maybe, compared to its vastly superior, smokier, succulent cousin at Katz Deli on Houston Street, the oldest deli in America, which was big time before George Burns uttered on his deathbed. I got off easy compared to Jackie Mason, who had the misfortune of being branded as the less lovable, more overtly Jewish, curmudgeon, annoying version of Rickles. Holla! Thank you very much! Reality is, you get what you pay for. And the pastrami at Epstein's always tasted a tad blubbery, rubbery, to be classified as Yelp stroking off material. Come rain or shine! Holla! Sinatra lives. Thank you very much! Is the pastrami at Katz infinitely better than Epstein's? Is the Catholic Church still soft on condemning pedophilia? Holla! Thank you very much! Still, Katz is a schlep. If you don't live downtown in Manhattan or anywhere remotely close to the island of Manhattan. Plus, Katz, the place overall, is a dump. And pictures of Ben Stiller on the wall don't make it any more alluring either, regardless of Stiller being the face of Mugatu or not. Also, when you go to Katz for the first time, when you're already in your late 20s, when you're selling ad space for the Village Voice, which can get interesting when you deal with various sales objections on the job, such as, so you work for the Village Voice? Do you sell advertise those shemales in the back. And I say, well, actually, now they're shemale stamp size. And then the gay wine shop owner in the West Village says, but the bottom half was my favorite part. Holla! And then a dead blood-soaked dribble falls out of his ass. Boom shakalaka! Thank you very much! So much for playing it safe. Never that way. Holla! Thank you very much! But yeah, so when you finally discover cats, when you're already in your late 20s, selling ad space for Village Voice, still not making enough money to even buy a freaking sprayed dime bag from the Bronx that tastes like Windex. Holla! So even back then, when you realize that you were very late to the Pastrami is King rallying party, it's hard to feel that you completely missed out on the prime pastrami years. I tried the pastrami from the famed Montreal Jewish Deli transplant, Mile End, in the East Village, which packs as much old-world charm as Ethel, the waitress's armpit stains, holla, as she scribbles in your order, cursing your existence for being such a predictable, blah-breath brain bore like the rest. As Ethel Pitts thinks, pastrami on rye with spicy brown mustard. How original. I bet he thinks Bill Maher, wishing for a recession on real time to get Trumpy Poo out of office pre-corona, was an example of keeping it real, resistor like, boy! Public Enemy lives, flavor flay in the house. Thank you very much! Understand, my intention isn't to completely crap on the most unifying of all foods for Gentiles and Jews alike. Pastrami on rye. Still, taking my three kids to Epstein's last month to celebrate my upcoming all-star book review for the Great American Jew novel to be published in the Midwest Book Review of all places. I was slightly embarrassed for hard-selling my kids on how pastrami is considered the filet mignon of kosher cow dishes. Granted, this type of pastrami wasn't the Austin smoked brisket kind or the cat's caliber, but for a comedy writer performer who prides himself on his original flair, I felt like a used Honda car salesman for pushing the pastrami on rye to my three kids by inferring they'd be fake news Jews without embracing the romantic comedy date nosh of choice. Holla! Nora Ephron lives. Thank you very much! Matilda, my eldest, actually emoted about her bit-sized bite of pastrami the most, saying, I like it, Daddy, but can you make your London broil again by the time we're tender next time? Arthur, her younger brother, said, I like my Hebrew National Dog way better than the pastrami, Daddy. Can you start making your Hebrew National Dogs at home taste more like this? Baby brother, Samuel, took some excitable nibbles from the pastrami, but he wasn't doing any yummy dances in the smoke meat delicacy's honor either. I inhaled the remainder of the pastrami sandwich, but only for mere blessed meat kosher sake. I actually preferred bites out of our communal square potato knish by itself without even dipping it into the too sour, spicy brown mustard. Proving meat isn't always butter, especially if it's not a homemade, do-it-all dad, kosher seal creation you made by yourself. At the same time, my kids were very giddy in our padded booth, sucking down their Dr. Brown's cream sodas, which isn't nearly as sugary sweet than you think. And they were sucking down their Dr. Brown sodas, the cream ones, the black cherry ones, with real big-hearted, I didn't want to be anywhere else in the world relish. On this unseasonably warm Saturday, before we visited my nearby old elementary school in Edgemont, New York, as I proceeded to make it rain with more perfect arching dumpers from way downtown, before I started freaking out the more career-stable parents by the playground by gunning our new Nerf football at all of my kids' heads, which they ate up with a spoon. Sometimes the best things in life don't have to be smoked, cured, brined, or seasoned, reminding me how the only ingredient necessary for old-school fun is being silly as you want to be, which never gets played out in our hearts.